glutathione is called the master antioxidant. It's made in every cell in your body. And in addition to being one of the most important antioxidants in your body, it is also the master regulator of most of your detoxification. And it has powerful antiviral characteristics. And so let me just talk about a couple of studies that have been produced and published. One of them is titled Glutathione Metabolism in Parkinson's Disease. And we know that Parkinson's disease patients have an elevated level of reactive oxygen species and free radical damage, and a lot of the accelerated free radical production causes damage to the dopaminergic neurons, which is related to Parkinson's disease. So the antioxidant effect of glutathione is going to help slow down that free radical damage that is associated with destruction of the dopaminergic neurons. Here's a second study. Title of it is Glutathione and Parkinson's Disease. Is this the elephant in the room? They've documented the fact that there's a 40 to 50% deficit in total glutathione levels in patients with Parkinson's disease. So now we're starting to connect the dots and say this deficiency of glutathione, which will cause an increase in free radical damage and an inability for your body to detoxify correctly, is directly associated with Parkinson's disease. A third study titled Glutathione in Parkinson's Disease, a Link Between Oxidative Stress and Mitochondrial Damage. And if you are not getting enough production of ATP from your mitochondria, you're going to have a low level of energy being produced, and that's actually called hypoxia, which is a low level of oxygen. And when that happens, you have accelerated free radical damage to your mitochondrial DNA, and everything goes downhill from there. So it's vitally important to not only boost your oxygen supply to your mitochondria with pulsed electromagnetic frequencies, but also boost your glutathione levels. The antioxidant glutathione will protect your mitochondria against free radical damage so that they can continue to produce energy for you. Now, another full disclosure, my company Essential Formulas has the best product in the world to boost glutathione levels. The name of this brand name of product is called RegActive. That's spelled RegActiv. And the reason these RegActive products are so important is that they contain a very unique strain of probiotic bacteria called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. This particular strain of bacteria is able to synthesize glutathione. So when you take the capsules of RegActive, they successfully pass through the stomach, and when they get to the small intestine, they release the contents, and the bacteria starts to synthesize glutathione 24 hours a day. Now, historically, glutathione was not found on the shelves in health food and vitamin stores because glutathione is not effective when it's taken orally. It gets broken down and destroyed by stomach acid. The last several years has seen the emergence of some glutathione products that utilize a delivery form called liposomal. Liposomal delivery forms do improve absorption. So glutathione delivered with liposomal delivery mechanisms does get absorbed, and you do get increases in blood levels of glutathione. However, the RegActive products that my company markets that contain Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, we just call it ME3 for short, no other product in the world has ever gotten increases in glutathione as high as volunteers ingesting the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 on a daily basis for 4 weeks. Some of the results of human clinical trials with these RegActive products or with the actual Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 bacteria itself Overall, people get about a 16% reduction in oxidized LDL cholesterol, and that's a critical risk factor for cardiovascular disease. There's a significant reduction in the production of 8-isoprostanes, which is a marker of free radical damage. There's a 26% increase in total antioxidant activity. And this is because the extra glutathione that's being produced will also re-energize recycle oxidized vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, lipoic acid. So it's upping the activity of all your other antioxidants in addition to boosting glutathione itself. And the actual glutathione marker, there was a 49% increase in the ratio between reduced glutathione to oxidized glutathione, which is the active versus the inactive. So no other product in the world has ever been able to demonstrate a 49% increase in the ratio between reduced to oxidized glutathione. Another thing I'd like to emphasize here is that I'm writing an article. It's not published yet. I'm in process, but it's titled The Glutathione Theory of Aging. Virtually all chronic degenerative diseases are associated with low glutathione levels. And I am constantly telling people one of the most proactive things they can do to improve their health and try to achieve a greater level of what I call healthy longevity, boost your glutathione levels. And the RegActive products are the most effective way to do this. Another form of boosting glutathione is going to a doctor's office and getting intravenous glutathione. And there's a lot of people that do that. However, intravenous glutathione is only active for about 2 to 3 days. The glutathione gets oxidized very quickly. So you really need to go to a doctor's office twice a week to get intravenous glutathione. And not only is that expensive, it's also time-consuming. And the RegActive products will do a good job on a daily basis so that you don't need to go to a doctor's office and get intravenous glutathione. One other comment about glutathione. A group of scientists actually started studying the aging process, and they gave animals a glutathione precursor that resulted in a 50% increase in their glutathione levels, and they ended up getting 38% life extension. So that was Dr. Calvin Lang and John Ritchie. I followed their work for quite a few years. The animals that they tested this in originally were mosquitoes. And I talk about this in lectures. Somebody always raises his hand and says, why would anybody want to extend the life of mosquitoes? But this is the first study that showed that boosting glutathione levels can result in life extension. And as a consequence, Dr. Lang and Dr. Ritchie proposed the glutathione deficiency hypothesis. And I'm now advancing that to the next stage. I'm proposing the glutathione deficiency of aging and the fact that low glutathione levels will definitely accelerate your aging process. Scientists have also learned that telomeres are directly related to glutathione levels. And telomeres are the little tips on the end of your chromosomes that protect your chromosomes. And every time a cell divides, your little tips on those chromosomes get smaller and shorter, and when they wear down, then you have lost the protection of your chromosomes, and you get really accelerated DNA damage and accelerated aging. They now know that boosting glutathione levels slows down the rate of telomere decline and actually increases the rate of the enzymes that produce telomeres. So consequently, glutathione is now a recognized biomarker of aging, and one of the most effective things you can do to improve your long-term health is boost your glutathione levels.